Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the press conference following the meeting of Minister Witold Waszczykowski of Foreign Affairs and NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg. The Minister and the Secretary General will present statements. Let me hand over to Minister. Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our meeting is the wrap-up of today's stay of the visit by Secretary General to Poland. The visit was devoted, which is not a surprise, to the NATO situation, looking at the alliance inside, but also at the challenges in store for the alliance outside its fold. We also spoke about preparation to the upcoming summit to be held in July in Warsaw. It is now 38 days away. We spoke about the agenda to be adopted by the summit and decisions to be taken potentially. The summit will be devoted to many issues, to many problems, because we are struggling with many problems right now. We will, in the first place, decide about how to secure the eastern flank, our part of Europe, and together with many other ministers, we came to the agreement that this security should be delivered by the deployment of the alliance forces. Well, as to the size of the forces, it will be down to ministers of defense to decide in a few weeks' time. We also spoke about other threats coming from other directions, including the southern direction, and we appreciate that the alliance should also respond and speak about those threats and come up with some answers and solutions. We also spoke about the follow-up of certain activities where we are present, including Afghanistan. We spoke about how to come to terms politically with other partners who are around us, such well-cooperating partners such as Ukraine and Georgia, and some of partners who are not so willing to cooperate but with whom we would like to cooperate, such as Russia. So these were the subjects under discussion to be decided in July in 38 days. Thank you very much. May I hand it over to Secretary General?
Good afternoon, and thank you so much, Minister Waszczykowski, for welcoming me once again here to Warsaw. It's a great pleasure to be back, and it's a great pleasure to be able to sit down with you and to address many challenges we face together. And especially since Warsaw and Poland is going to host our next summit in just a few weeks, I think it was also of great importance for me to be able to have so much time together with you and to sort out and to address the many different topics which we are going to address at the summit in July. And the Warsaw Summit is going to be a landmark summit taking place in a time when we face a new and more demanding security environment, both with threats and challenges emanating from the east and from the south. With Russia's aggressive actions against Ukraine and its military buildup from the Baltic to the Black Sea, and violent extremism from ISIL and other terrorist groups across the Middle East and North Africa, fueling the refugee and migrant crisis. We discussed NATO's response. To keep our nation safe, we must strengthen our collective defense, and we must project stability beyond our borders. We will take decisions to enhance our forward presence in the east and part of our alliance. We will take those decisions at the summit in Warsaw. This means more NATO troops in Poland, not to provoke, but to prevent conflict. As we continue to strengthen our defense and deterrence, NATO allies remain committed to political dialogue with Russia and transparency in military affairs. Because when tensions are high, dialogue, predictability, and transparency become even more important. To reduce risks and to avoid incidents spiraling out of control. This is why allies have agreed the NATO-Russia Council should meet again before the summit. And I thank you, Minister, for your leadership in putting forward proposals at the OSCE in Vienna to modernize military confidence-building measures. This will help enhance transparency on military exercise and on military activity. I strongly welcome these Polish proposals. Our message is clear and consistent. The Cold War is history, and we want it to stay that way. At the Warsaw Summit, we will also take decisions on what more we can do to project stability beyond our borders. To the east, helping partners like Ukraine, Georgia and Moldova to strengthen their defenses and increase their resilience. And to the south, supporting Iraq, Jordan and Tunisia to build up their forces and push back against violent extremism. Training local forces is often our best weapon against terrorism. We have learned this from Afghanistan and our other operations. So thank you once again, Vital, for hosting me and my delegation. This has been a very useful visit to Warsaw. Thank you.
Panie ministrze, panie sekretarzu generalny, szanowni państwo.
Minister, Secretary General, thank you very much indeed for the meeting today.